It's KBIA Show Me Research Week is coming to Columbia April 17th through the 21st. It's going to be an opportunity for them to show off some of the research that's happening with professionals and students here at the University of Missouri. And we are joined with a couple of people who are going to talk about some specifics about what they're working on to show us at Show Me Research Week. We've got Katina Bitsikas with us. She's an assistant professor of digital storytelling with the School of Visual Studies, and Abby Blank, who is a senior at the university studying digital storytelling and art. Welcome to you both.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you.
Katina, I want to start with you because I just like this idea, digital storytelling. Tell me what that means.
Yeah, so digital storytelling is a program within the School of Visual Studies, and students can choose from three different areas. That includes video production animation, which is both 2D and 3D animation, as well as video art, which includes both single channel and larger installations and projection mapping as well.
And I am sure there are professional applications and then just the artistic part of it, the fun of creating things, right? And you kind of get to balance the two.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I also consider the artistic applications professional as well. But I think that, yes, students, some move into the more, I'd say, commercial realms, but some go on to MFA programs and actually make a career out of their artistic works as well.
Abby, tell me about the specifics of what you're working on here, because storytelling, digital storytelling and art. So you kind of got the artistic side of it there, right?
Yeah. So I have been working with Katina since I was a freshman. I've been a part of her arts, science, humanities, ASH program in the Art of Death program. And this year we've been working on an installation called The String in the Labyrinth. And that's a sort of compilation of about five pieces that we'll have at the research forum for Show Me Research Week. And my piece within that is called Entropy of a Memory. And it is an experimental documentary sort of unpacking my mom and grandma's responses to the death of my aunt as a result of her multiple sclerosis.
That's interesting because we've all got stories like this. And so in addition to just the production value of it, there's also just the art of it and how that story gets told in a way that people can relate to, right?
Yeah, so the actual focus of The String in the Labyrinth, which is our collective installation, is sort of this idea of the different ways people are comfortable with grieving and opening conversations around that. So my piece kind of introduces this idea of memory and storytelling as how we share those experiences. And the other pieces involved, we have some sculptural pieces, one of which is a physical engagement, so people are able to leave their responses. Another explores augmented reality and how people engage through their phones as a means of mediating that experience. We also have Primordial Grief, which is an interactive projected piece as well.
We're talking with Katina Bitsikas, who is with the School of Visual Studies, Abby Blank, who is a senior of digital storytelling and art. Show Me Research Week, and if you want to just do a web search on that term, Show Me Research Week, you'll get the whole thing. It's running April 17th through the 21st. Katina, Abby just gave us a really good example, but talk a little bit more, because I'm sure everybody has had things that happened in their family or an interesting teacher or whatever, and you're teaching them how to tell those stories. And I realize I'm asking you in about 45 seconds to wrap up 4 years worth of teaching that goes into that, but tell me just a little bit about how you go about teaching that to these young people.
Yeah, so I mean, of course, it's a very difficult topic sometimes to approach, especially with students. But I find that a lot of our students really kind of connect over this shared experience of loss. There is no sort of predetermination that they have to have their own sort of experience with loss in order to be in the program. But a lot of that comes out in their application letters. And that is why they're actually interested in this program, because they want to, like I said, create these sort of narratives through their shared lived experiences. And I would say in my own sort of research, I also use storytelling to help individuals who are recently bereaved make meaning of those losses. And so it's just sort of an extension of my own sort of personal research to, extend that through my students who are using various forms of new media to translate these stories of grief and loss.
It's all, again, going to be a part of Show Me Research Week here at the university. What's the specifics, when and where, that your demonstration is going to be up?
Yeah, so our exhibition will be installed in Memorial Union's North 204 from Monday through Thursday.
Okay.
So come visit us. Check it out.
And as we said earlier, this is just one example of an awful lot of different things that are going to be going on as part of Show Me Research Week. And the full schedule, again, is online, and you can just do a web search on Show Me Research Week. And we've been talking with Katina Bitsikas of the Digital Storytelling of the School of Visual Studies, and with Abby Blank, who is a senior in Digital Storytelling and Art. And thank you very much to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.